The big controversy surrounding this year's Oscars isn't so much about the films that made the cut, but those that were passed over. No significant award nominations went to people of color this year. And that, of course, led to the Oscars So White campaign and to a serious discussion about racial discrimination in Hollywood. This is a subject Mike Sargent knows a lot about. He's one of the few film critics of color in a largely white industry and the co-founder of the Black Film Critics Circle. So what did he think when he heard about this year's nominations?
To be honest, you know, the whole Oscars So White campaign, I'm very glad it's happened. I'm glad it's shown a light on this, but it did not surprise me. My feeling is that the voters, let's put it this way, it's not what they care about. You know, and I can't blame the Oscars completely because, you know, this is an industry-wide thing. It is a white male-dominated industry. So if that's the industry, that's the dominant culture, of course.
You're reminding me there was an Annenberg report that came out recently. You know, it surveyed more than, I think, 400 movies and TV series from the past couple of years, concluded, as you're saying, that Hollywood suffers from an epidemic of invisibility. But one of the points that the study made that was interesting to me is they said, if you really want to improve diversity in Hollywood, one of the most important places to start is behind the camera, not necessarily in front of the camera. Sounds like you'd agree?
Well, unequivocally, I agree. Here's the deal. You know, human beings, I think, by nature are tribal. You know, there's a natural us and them. And if you are very used to certain things being a certain way, it's not even going to occur to you for it to be something else. You know, and that's not to say that a writer or a director can't, you know, a man can't create a realistic female character and a female can't create a realistic male character. But what are the chances that if a film about women is written, directed, and produced by men, even though it stars women, what are the chances that they're going to get it right and they're going to really create three-dimensional characters? And what are the chances that it's not?
Mike, I'm curious, is this an issue for Black actors and actresses? Like, will they look at a project and think, yeah, it looks great, but oh, white director, white producer, white writers, I just don't think I want to do that.
No, you can't. That's a luxury you can't afford when you're a Black actor. You can't afford that. But you also have to look at the industry and where are the best Black female actresses right now? They're all on TV.
Are there ways you yourself, as a Black film critic and filmmaker, have been made to feel like an anomaly in Hollywood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there isn't a Black film critic that will deny this. There is a tendency and almost a policy within the PR companies. Some of the big studios will hire a sort of a boutique agency to handle the quote-unquote Black press. And they're handled.
Wait, you're not just treated like, aren't you just press?
No. You are not just press. And here's the other thing. If there's a film and they feel that they're interested in the Black audience and the Black demo, they will hire those boutique agencies to quote-unquote handle you. And if there's 4 hours of interviews, they may give the Black press 20 minutes, a half hour, and they have to divide up among all the Black press. And at the same time, a big movie like Batman versus Superman, you know, you can't get into that one. They're not going to let you be part of that press conference or fly you out for that junket because they know, you know, honestly, and I have to say, in some ways, from a business standpoint, I understand, they don't have to.
You really feel like you've been excluded from press events because of your color?
Absolutely. But it's not just me. That was part of the impetus to wanting to create the Black Film Critics Circle, which I co-founded with some other Black critics.
I think some people might look at this whole issue about the Oscars and think, well, you know, it's largely about symbolism and prestige. But are there real economic consequences when African-American filmmakers and actors get passed over?
Well, of course there are. There are serious economic consequences. And, you know, why is it an actress as great as Angela Bassett hardly gets work? If you think about it, well, what roles could she have played? Mm-hmm. What films are there? What strong female roles? I mean, there's a paucity of great female roles to begin with, but what female roles are there for Black actresses? And part of that has to do with what stories Hollywood is willing to finance. So if you're only going to finance stories that appeal to white people, that are about white people, you know, where characters of color are nominal, there's just not that much to go around. But if you win an Oscar, you then are put to the forefront. But it doesn't always mean you're going to get work.
And then in terms of trying to diversify the power structure in Hollywood, and especially on the Academy, I know Cheryl Boone Isaacs, the current president of the Academy, has, in the wake of this year's controversy, promised a review of recruitment offers, says it's time for big changes. What changes would you want to see?
Well, I would want to see it. The Academy needs to be more inclusive. You know, if they take that position, then hopefully Hollywood will follow. But there's a bigger issue that hasn't been discussed, and that is distribution. We live in an age where there's a global marketplace for film. You can have a film that only makes $150 million here in America, but it can make $450 million overseas. Mm-hmm. And that's increasing more and more and more. But here's a problem. Now, because I'm both a film critic and a filmmaker, I've encountered this as a filmmaker, especially with my first film, and I have a lot of black filmmaker friends. Here's what Hollywood will tell you. Black films don't travel. That's what they'll tell you. Black films don't travel. They don't do well overseas. But what it really means is that they don't, you know, if you got a film like Straight Outta Compton, now that's a film, hip-hop is universal worldwide. There's Russian hip-hop, German hip-hop, Israeli hip-hop, Italian hip-hop. Okay, so clearly that music and a film about that should be playing in every country. But it's not. It's been in a few select markets. So here's what happens. You know, black film in many ways, you know, is a ghetto. There's only certain kinds of black films that get made. But at the same time, if you have to live or die by your domestic take, that means there's never the opportunity for black films to reach those upper echelons. So it never has the opportunity to get out of this economic ghetto to become a major force, a financial force for the studio.
Mike, last question, and I'm pretty sure I know what you'll say, but explain why this matters outside of Hollywood, outside of the film industry.
Well, I think it matters for a myriad of reasons, but the reasons that mean the most to me is, just like what you said, people enjoy seeing themselves on screen. You know, if it weren't for Star Trek, for instance, there are a lot of people who would have not gone into science, who would have not, you know, gone into engineering, who would have not gone into any number of things that influenced them from seeing it. You know, film is probably the most powerful storytelling medium ever. And it has the ability to not only open your mind, but to change your mind, to influence your thought, to influence the way you see things. I think that film is a medium, depending on what the film's about, it can be inspirational. It can, you know, if a film like Concussion can make people realize just how dangerous football is, or a film like The Big Short can let us have a better understanding of how finance works and how we're getting screwed over. You know, film can be a great agent of change. And if you're not allowing people to tell their story in this fantastic medium, we're denying a big part of the human experience, not to mention rewriting history ongoingly.
Mike Sargent is a film critic and filmmaker and co-founder of the Black Film Critics Circle, which just came out with their own awards. You'll find a link to their top film picks on our website at ttbook.org.